T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
What we said, Max Fried pitched all right last night.
Legit. Okay. Yeah. But John, he worked his way. Like, this is what I like about Max Fried.
Well, that first inning when he walked
off. Oh, man, he was ridiculous. But let me tell you another thing. I think that the umpire was a little bit stingy.
Yeah, he was squeezing. Call.
Yeah,
right.
He was squeezing him a little bit.
He was squeezing Bieber, too.
Yeah, and the thing about Max, you could tell he was a little bit frustrated early on, but he settled down, and he still gave you 6 1/3 innings. And he was still able to get the win. 3-0 on the season right now. And hands down is the best pitcher that we have right now. Has to be.
Oh, hands down he is. No question.
Yeah.
This is why I'm saying, you know, we haven't made any decisions yet about the starting rotation. I think we've had 8 different pitchers start games for us this year. And then Tukey comes up. He looks really good. Then he gets shelled.
Yeah.
And they send him back down. So now you think about what's – in Gwinnett at the moment, you have –
Tukey
and Sean Newcomb.
Yes.
Yeah, right. And Bryce Wilson. I mean, all these guys started games here. We're only 21 games into the year. You have 3 guys who aren't hurt, by the way, who have started games for the big club, who are in AAA.
Yeah. But I think I look at that, John, and it's simple. Who's going to step up? Who's going to step up and take advantage of the situations that's given to them? And so far, it's been Max. Max, I tell you, man, it's like I like watching him pitch. Because for me, I like to see the movement on all of his pitches. Like, he has a lot of movement. It's like his ball looks like it's going high, and then it just drops down. I enjoy watching that young man pitch. And then yesterday when he was getting squeezed like that, John, for him to settle down and be able to do what he did, that was pretty impressive.
Well, it was certainly a nice win for the Braves to be able to go back above 500, 11-10. Look, they're only a game out of first place. I mean, so it is super early. I get that. Philadelphia's 12-9, and then you have 11-10, 11-10, 10-10. The 4 teams are, and what we expected so far through this portion of the season, it's a virtual 4-way tie for first place.
But we knew it was going to be that.
I know.
We knew it was going to be that, and we know it's going to be like that probably the whole year.
One of the 4, and hopefully it's the Braves, is going to have a month where they have a big June or a big July, and they're going to separate themselves from the rest of the pack. And they're just going to have a big month, and that's going to win the division for them. So we can already see that happening. The question is, can the Braves, you know, figure out this pitching situation, because it's affected the starters now. We are nowhere close. We spent so much time, Hugh and I were at College Park at the Metro Atlanta Urban Farm, part of our One Thing initiative, and we're talking about baseball this morning. We spend, you and I, so much time talking about middle relief and closer, but really, it's also about starter. We're nowhere near having a rotation set. Nowhere
Not
near.
Yet, but I would say if you're starting rotation, Max Fried is that guy.
Well,
he's that guy. And then maybe Gausman, too.
Yeah, we don't know when Foldy's getting back. You got Julio.
Julio, 3.
Okay.
I would say right now, if we had to redo on the season, knowing what we know now, Max Fried's your ace.
Oh, yeah.
He's your ace. I would say probably Gausman is 2. And probably Tehran is 3.
Yeah, at the moment.
Yeah. And then it's like everybody else, potpourri.
Yeah.
It's potpourri towards
you tell me.
Yeah, it's like, hey, who feels – like it's like you go in the locker room and he says
– anybody want to pitch?
Hey, no, who's feeling lucky? who's feeling lucky tonight? Who wants to pitch? Who feels like they got their stuff working? That's what it kind of feels like a little bit.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.